Morning. Here we are at... Where are we? We're at Blizzard Beach.
Blizzard Beach. We've gone slightly off-piste today. out of the theme parks and into a water park. And you're not really a water park fan, are you?
No. I'm afraid I'm being devil's avocado again. In that I'm being Donald Duck's your Mickey Mouse again by being the slightly negative influence and saying...
Yeah, you are Miss Universal Studios, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. I've never really been into water parks. And I think it's because I'm not very athletic.
Well, the thing is, I was not really in... I'm not like a huge water parks fan, but I was so impressed with Typhoon Lagoon when we were here before. I went with my mum and you stayed... you went to see your family that day, didn't we?
Yeah.
So...
You said it was great, didn't you?
I really liked Typhoon Lagoon and I haven't been to Blizzard Beach before, so I'm very curious.
And I'm up for trying it.
Yeah,
and I'm
good.
Here with a positive head on my shoulders. Willing to enjoy myself.
Yeah, and it is very nice. The first impressions are very pleasant. It's a lovely day today.
It is, and there's not many people here, which I like.
Yeah, yeah. It started off this morning quite chilly, so I imagine that maybe changed a few people's plans this morning, and now it's warmed up very nicely.
And we've just had a meal here, and we were served by the happiest customer service
representative.
Yeah,
she was great.
We've ever been served by.
Cast compliment whoever she is. I can't remember her name.
Yeah, but she was genuinely bubbling over with... Bonhomie.
With good vibes. Mm. So the theme of Blizzard Beach is that it's a ski resort that has melted. That's the premise.
So we can see a little signpost thing, and it says this way is the red slope, green slope, purple slope.
Yeah, right. So they've kept the slope concept intact.
Yeah, and we're next to what looks like a sort of alpine lodge thing.
Yeah, there's a bit of a strange contradiction in music choices, though, here.
Yeah, there's a lot of just generalised pop, and there's also some surfy-type tunes.
They've been doing a lot of kind of cod reggae and reggae covers of... Disney songs and things.
I feel like they should have a lot more goat herd sort of songs.
Yes.
At this point, we're happy to announce that 10 minutes after this conversation, the following music began playing.
I agree, because if the idea is that this is a ski lodge that has been reclaimed by the Florida heat.
It should be more yole, yole, yole.
Yeah. Why don't we have some of the kind of like, you know, Frozen soundtrack type stuff? If you're
going to
tie it in with Disney IP, you could very easily do that.
That'd be funny as anything, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Floating along while, you know, getting regaled, you know, while hearing a load of all that sort of thing.
Yeah. And so the sort of icon of this park is this alligator character or crocodile character on skis. And so... If the idea is that the land has been reclaimed...
Is he in Lederhosen or anything like that?
No, I don't think so. I'll have to double-check that on the way out. But
So how did he get to a ski resort?
Well, that's a good question. Is the idea that someone tried to build a ski resort in Florida and it just didn't work and now the tropical land has reclaimed it?
Because from here I can see a melting icicle
mm-hmm.
that's hanging off the side of the Alpine Lodge.
Mm.
So is this a climate change thing?
This must be. At the very least, it's a very, very recent development that this ski lodge has melted.
Yeah, it's very confusing.
So is the whole thing just actually a depressing global warming metaphor?
But whatever it is, I feel like maybe the food as well could be things like curryverst and...
Oh, yeah, so they should go more alpine.
Yeah, yeah, I feel like maybe they should.
I feel like they should import some of the entertainers that perform at the Germany Pavilion and bring them here with their big alpine horns and things.
Well, they should just be a bit more explicit with the narrative.
Yeah.
Because it is a little confused.
It is, but it's very beautiful. I like the way they have done here the same thing as they did in Typhoon Lagoon, which is as you come in, the sort of focal point of the land is illuminated very nicely with a cutout of... There's some trees have been cut out. So as we walked in, you could see the big mountain with the slide, which is like the kind of ski drop.
Mm.
And then as you walk into Typhoon Lagoon, the ship which has been cast on the waves up and impaled on the top of the mountain is very visible as you walk in.
Yeah.
So they kind of make, in the same way that they do with the castles and stuff as you walk into each land.
Yeah.
They've done that very nicely.
Actually, I suppose in the same way that the theme is a little confused, today our swimsuits are pretty much like Victorian swimsuits.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, there's a reason for this, though, isn't
there? Yeah, yeah. I'm wearing a knee-to-neck swimsuits.
But that's after you accidentally burnt yourself in Hong Kong, isn't it?
Yeah, I got blistered. I was so burnt. So I'm not taking any bleeding risks today.
Yeah, no, I think you'll be okay. That stuff is very high factor protection.
Yeah, I'm practically wearing lederhosen myself, so...
You're getting in the spirit.
Yeah, yeah.
It's good.
Right, let's go put some water on our bodies.
Yeah, yeah. It'll be interesting to see the difference between the rides, slides here, as compared to Typhoon Lagoon. Because actually this park contains the thing that a lot of people say is Disney's scariest thing that they've ever built.
Oh, yeah?
Which is the Summit Plummet, which is basically where you jump off a cliff.
Yeah, not sure about that.
Well, let's see. Let's see if we can endure the Summit Plummet.
Okay. So we've been on some of the slides. Very good.
Very good.
Very good.
Very, very good. I'm really enjoying Blizzard Beach.
Yeah, me too.
I think it's great. Some people seem to consider this the weaker of the two water parks.
Oh yeah, because you've been to both of them, haven't you?
I have now been to both of them. But I think they're equivalently good. I would say if you're a fan of water parks, you should definitely come to both.
So why do you think they consider this to be the weaker?
Well, the only thing I can think of is I do think perhaps the theming of Typhoon Lagoon is a bit stronger.
Why?
And a bit more interesting. It just feels a bit more present. You know, you can see... The idea with Typhoon Lagoon is that it's, you know, it's like a resort that has been practically destroyed by extreme weather. And so the sort of landmark of the park is this ship that sits on top of a mountain because it's been blown up there. And everything's kind of partly destroyed. So there's sort of things hanging off hinges. Everything's kind of looks like it's been, you know, beaten to death by extreme weather. So, and it just feels like a bit more present, the theming.
We were saying, though, that, well, we've already been proved wrong that there is actually a stronger alpine edge than
yeah.
we considered.
As you can hear probably in the background, hear behind us, there's some extreme yodeling happening right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah. But we were saying that you could take this further by adding a Frozen overlay. And how popular would this place be if it had more of a Frozen overlay?
Yeah, it really feels like it's just a skip and a hop away from being able to transform into... Frozen Beach.
Yeah, I mean, I did just have an Olaf lollipop, which was $5 for a frozen bit of squash.
It's the health tax again. You pay the health tax for some vitamins.
It was fresh fruit, I guess.
Yeah. Whatever. See, I had the most enormous soft serve ice cream I've ever had in my life. And it was cheaper than your little ice cream van lollipop.
Yeah. But going back to that, if they did an Olaf stall with Olaf slushies, you know, because Olaf, he even has that song about, you know,
he
wanting to be in the sunshine and everything.
A whole song about what happens when solid water gets warm.
Yeah, it makes so much sense.
That's literally the theme of this park, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why isn't he the...
Why isn't this Olaf's freaking...
Yeah. I'm not even that big a fan of Frozen, and I think Olaf is a bit annoying and underwritten, but it just seems to make so much sense.
Yeah, doesn't it? It's totally. I mean, you would barely need to touch this place. It's got everything.
It's
got alpine lodges and things.
All you need to do is rebrand it into, like, Olaf's holiday experience.
Yeah, and the kids would love it, you know.
Yeah.
And then stick Elsa and Anna in some blue bikinis.
Yeah, shove the big ice palace on top of the mountain next to the big slide.
Yeah.
And then you've got... a Frozen-themed water park, which would probably double attendance, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah, and make it a bit sparklier as well. Just,
yeah.
You know, stick some glitter on some things.
Yeah, and put Olaf on everything.
Yeah, bish, bash, bosh.
Done.
This place would be absolutely heaving all the time.
So maybe it's quite good that they don't do that.
Yeah.
Because actually, I say that I have enjoyed both parks equally. That's really because on both of these occasions, when I've been in one of these Disney water parks, there has been no queues for anything. We've walked onto everything, right?
Yeah, yeah, true.
And as much as the slides are all, you know, tremendous fun, they're not the sort of thing that you would want to wait any length of time for, really.
No.
So I'd say in high season, these parks would be a lot less pleasant.
No.
Because you probably couldn't get a lounger by the beach. The lazy river would be so full, it wouldn't be a river. It would just be like a seething mass of bodies.
No, true. But, you know, talking from a purely business point of view,
yeah.
If Disney is listening to us in our armchair Imagineer positions.
Yeah.
You really should make
come
this.
Come on, guys. Frozen Land. It's not a big leap of the imagination, is it?
It's so obvious.
Yeah.
Do it.
Do it.
Because I just don't understand why there's not more IP in evidence in this place.
Well, it feels like... I mean, Bob Iger's thing is putting IP into places that it was not previously. And so...
This is begging
for it. This is begging for it because the theming is not strong enough on its own necessarily to warrant not having any IP at all. You know, because there's no Disney characters present. There's no nothing.
One Olaf ice cream.
That's the one concession to Frozen, even though the thing is begging for it. Yeah. The most successful Disney franchise in decades.
Yeah.
We've got a few more to do. We haven't yet done the Summit Plummet. We're working our way up to that one, because that does look quite terrifying.
Yeah, even though I'm enjoying myself, I have remembered part of the reason why I didn't used to like water parks.
Why is that?
It's actually quite hard work, and I'm a very lazy person. There's a lot of walking up stairs.
Yeah, carrying a large rubber ring up long flights of stairs.
Yeah, yeah.
I tell you what I like about this, though, this and Typhoon Lagoon, which you don't get in these sort of wet and wild type things, is the steps are concrete and they're built into the landscape rather than being horrible iron like fire escape steps, which you'd get in most water parks.
Yes, and I used to really appreciate
They're really exposed, they're really hard on the feet, and you just feel like a bit of Belen standing on this big fire escape.
Yeah. Oh, and I'll tell you what else I'm enduring, and that's wearing a lot of clothes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because another thing that has come back to me in a flash, it's I used to just feel really self-conscious as a pubertal teenager.
What, in bikinis and stuff?
Yeah, I used to hate it. I used to be self-conscious anyway because I was really gangly. Mm. And I used to wear these really unattractive swimsuits with loads of padding that was completely empty because I hadn't developed.
Right.
So I felt like I was wearing like a fake woman's body.
You're wearing like
my beanstalk
some kind of Hollywood
frame.
Fat suit.
Yeah. Yeah, and standing in these queues on these, like you say, these steel frameworks.
Yeah, yeah. The way they've cut the steps into the landscape is very pleasant, and there's lots of nice greenery, there's bits of theming on the way up to the tops of these slides.
So actually, as far as water parks go, I recommend this.
I think that is actually the main reason why I was surprised by how much I enjoyed it the first time, or I enjoyed Typhoon Lagoon the first time I came here.
Yeah, yeah, and if you were put off as a teenager from water parks.
Yeah, give it a chance, because I think this is a bit better.
Yeah.
Well, a lot better than your average water park.
Yeah, and actually, if you're self-conscious about your body, you need me, because there is all humanity on display here, and no one's remotely self-conscious.
The Floridians don't really seem to do self-body consciousness.
Yeah, yeah.
They're very relaxed and very open about it, which is cool.
Yeah, so don't be shy.
Yeah.
Come down. And actually, and like I said earlier, I'm really covered, and that doesn't feel weird either. There's people, you know, who are as covered as I am here.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you don't want to show off your bits, you don't have to.
Cool. Should we go and jump off a cliff?
Yeah, let's do it.
And remember, no eating, drinking, or smoking during the trip. Thanks. See you at the summit.
Right, so we realise we never actually said anything about any of the individual rides in Blizzard Beach, including the Summit Plummet, which we were banging on about.
Yeah, and we're also going to give a potential top tip about the two scariest rides there.
Yeah, so you have at the very top of Mount Gushmore, very clever name, you have the Summit Plummet, which is the one which is basically like stepping off a cliff. And you also have the Slush Gusher.
Slush Gusher.
Which is a bit more of an up and down.
They felt very similar to me.
I suppose the experience is quite similar because you are just getting blasted in the face with water.
Yeah, so much so that you can't keep your eyes open. And for me, that actually meant they weren't too scary, because as soon as you close your eyes, you don't get any sense of the height. And you only have the sense of dropping, obviously, with your other senses.
Mm-hmm.
But mainly what you're getting is the roar of water and the feel of it against your skin. And that's actually not as evocative, I think, as sight. So my top tip is wearing goggles, because I think that would increase the adrenaline.
We actually didn't see anyone wearing goggles the entire day.
I don't even know if you're allowed, so that might be a bad top tip.
Surely you must be allowed to wear goggles.
I don't know, because maybe if they flip off your face with the intensity of the gush.
But if you can hold a GoPro in your hand, surely you must be allowed to wear goggles that are strapped to your face.
Yeah.
I reckon it'd probably be fine.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised that we didn't see any kids wearing goggles, because kids love goggles so they can see underwater.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think that would make these rides a lot scarier and a lot more fun.
Yeah, because certainly with the Slush Gusher, I remember you had exactly the same experience as me, where you said when you go down the first dip, you think, oh, this is really fun, I'm enjoying this. And then
after that, the remaining dips are just being pummeled with so much water that you actually can't open your eyes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you can crack your eyes open a bit as you go over the first one. You're like, whoa, this is, oh, no, got to close my eyes. And it happens really quickly that you've got to close your eyes.
Yeah, and as for the summit plummet, it's over in a flash because you can get speeds of up to 60 miles an hour on that thing. It's the third fastest water slide in the world, apparently.
It does tell you your speed at the bottom, doesn't it? And I think mine was 43 miles an hour.
I think I was either 43 or 45, I can't remember. Okay. I didn't see mine.
It must depend on your body weight.
I suppose if you are maybe
A big person?
Or I don't know, would you have to be, like, I don't understand the aerodynamics at play here. Would it be better to be a small, light person or a big, heavy person?
Oh, I don't know. This is the whole Isaac Newton dropping things at the same time, feather versus...
We should probably ask the Kennedy Space Center guys to tell us that. They'd probably know.
Actually, I think... Oh, no, you drop at the same time, don't you?
Yeah.
It's just surface area.
So it's probably aerodynamic, isn't it? So probably small people or very long, thin people might be...
Yes, that's what it is.
Yeah.
So it's not big people. It's very narrow people are going to go down like an absolute bullet.
Yeah, because in fact, if you're a bit of a barrage balloon person, you would probably have quite a lot of natural resistance. So you'd go down slower.
Yeah, so the water's going to pummel against you, isn't it? Mm. And actually, I did feel the water pummeling against my rippling flesh.
what an erotic image.
So that might have slowed me down a bit. I wonder how fast you went. You didn't see, did you?
No, I didn't see. I didn't notice in time. I think you probably need the other person.
You're a bit more streamlined.
Well, barely.
I reckon you probably went down a bit faster.
Maybe. But other good attractions, one that we particularly enjoyed was the Runoff Rapids. That was very nice.
Runoff Rapids. I loved Runoff Rapids.
Yeah.
Interestingly, though, we went on it first, and I was like, oh, that was really intense. Ooh-hoo-hoo-hoo. And then we went on it after Slush Gusher and the other intense one.
Summit Plummet.
Summit Plummet. And it wasn't remotely intense then. It was just very enjoyable and actually quite soothing.
There's a couple of open slides on that one and one enclosed one.
The enclosed one's a little bit more intense.
It is, although they employ a very effective little bit of theming trickery there in that there's holes along the side. And so you get very extreme little piercing bits of light coming through.
Mm.
And it makes it feel like...
Sci-fi.
Sci-fi. Or like an air strip or something. It's like the runway when you're going along a runway.
Mm, that's a nice effect.
Yeah, very simple effect and very cleverly achieved.
Mm. But the psychological element to it, where it seems quite intense because we went on it first, I think that's important to note. So when you get to the park, don't go straight on the extreme rides.
Yeah.
Because then you'll get desensitized. And you'll go on the other rides and you'll think they're nothing.
Or you may also go on Summit Plummet first once and then go, that was hideous. I don't want to do anything else.
That was too much.
Yeah. So just work your way up. Start with the little ones and then work your way up to the big one, really.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's for max enjoyment.
Yeah, I'd say so.
By the way, I just want to do a little shout out to the Floridian teens.
Because
I had a little on Summit Plummet. I wimped out about four times. Well, I allowed people to go ahead of me. I was just having a look at it. You went down and then there were about four teens, about 14, 15 years old. And I was like, no, you go first. That's fine. I'm just having a think. I was definitely going to do it. I wasn't going to chicken out completely, but I just was
just
kind
building
of
up to it.
I was
right?
Girding my loins.
It's quite frightening being up on that high platform.
And they all turned around and were like, oh, it's fine. Don't worry about it. I've done it a couple of times. It's no problem. And they were just really friendly and cool with me. And I was like, wow, I wouldn't have done that at 14.
No, I think
nice kids.
I think they are generally a bit nicer. The Americans, they're more willing to talk. They're more open to chatting on the buses. We got into so many conversations with people who, you know, then were interested in us because we had English accents and they wanted to know where we were from, but they were already talking to us. It
wasn't that less reserved thing, I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think they just seemed a bit more kind of less scared of strangers, maybe? Less suspicious of us, maybe.
Mm, yeah.
They just, yeah. So
I mean, obviously, everyone's on holiday as well. Everyone's on their vacations, so maybe they're in a good mood.
Yeah,
but actually, even, you know, notoriously... grumpy New Yorkers. I found people on the New York subway to be very friendly and actually wanted to talk to you and stuff. So I think it may be just that the Brits are very stuck up and don't want to ever talk to anyone.
I think we're more scared than stuck up. Mm. Scared of interaction.
Possibly.
I think that might be it.
Mm.
We need to be less scared. Oh, so what else did we like? We quite liked that thing where you float very gently around the perimeter. Well,
the lazy river called the Cross Country Creek in Blizzard Beach.
So it's a 3,000-foot slow-moving water attraction.
It's not really a ride in itself. It's more a very pleasant way to get from A to B.
Yeah, you just enter it, you grab these dinghy water rings that are just there. Mm. They're just floating around in general. You jump on them and then you just float around. And there's some nice kind of like little bits of theming. So there's like a crocodile house.
Yeah, so there's a house where the crocodile inside clearly has a cold and because it's snowing. And he keeps sneezing and it sprays water out. And the kids go, "Nah!"
Yeah, it's kind of fun. It's kind of amusing. It's a nice thing to chill out.
There's another one where you have to ride in a group. That one is called the Team Boat Springs. And we were put on with three other people because it's five to a large rubber ring. And none of us said a word the entire time going down.
Yeah, that was kind of weird, wasn't it?
It was just quite strange to be paired with, I guess, three adults that we didn't know. I think everyone felt a little bit awkward.
I wasn't mad keen on that.
Mm-hmm. It was quite fun, but it says it's the world's longest family white water raft ride at 1,400
feet. Maybe with
long.
Your family and you're getting chucked around, and that's kind of funny. Yeah. With a bunch of strangers, you're in danger of maybe accidentally shoving a foot in their crotch or something.
Yeah, because it's quite intimate, really. Everyone's not wearing very much. You're shoved together. I found that I was
wearing a lot.
I found I kept accidentally rubbing knees with the man sat next to me. So
accidentally
on purpose. So perhaps that's a little intense to do and not in a large group.
I just didn't find it particularly interesting either, because the sides of the chute are really tall and plain, and there's not a lot to look at.
I tell you what, there's a similar attraction at Typhoon Lagoon where you are two to a ring. And it's a bit more fun,
right?
As I recall, you.
Why is that?
Well, you move a bit faster. It's quite a sort of roller coastery type experience, and maybe it's just because I wasn't paired up with strangers that I enjoyed myself more.
Right. Oh, something that I found amusing is that on all of these rides, there's a sign that says that you can't ride if you have diarrhea.
Yeah, please do not ride if you are ill with diarrhea.
And the fact that they have to ask you know, just if you haven't thought about this. Yeah, if it hasn't occurred to you and you've got diarrhea.
Imagine this.
Oh no, I've got diarrhea and it didn't occur to me that I shouldn't go to a water park.
Imagine the skid marks down the side of Mount Gushmore.
Mount Gushmore. Slush Gusher.
Slush Gusher.
Going down the Slush Gusher.
Well,
having your own slush and gush.
Well, let's leave you now here with the sound that we recorded. I took the GoPro onto Summit Plummet. And recorded a little POV, which we'll put up on our Instagram. But the sound from the video is very representative of the experience of going down Summit Plummet, which is basically being smacked in the face with water. So here we go. Very nice.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. How long did we spend there?
We spent about 4 hours in Blizzard Beach in the end.
And we thought we'd probably spend about 2 hours there.
Yeah. So I think it's excellent. Typhoon Lagoon was an unexpected highlight for me when I went, and I feel like this has been an unexpected highlight of this trip.
Yeah.
It's very, very good.
Yeah.
I think anyone who says Blizzard Beach is an inferior park to Typhoon Lagoon, I think is wrong. I think they're of equivalent goodness. We're going to go home, sort of dry off, chill out for a bit.
And then we're going to Le Cellier.
Yeah, we're venturing back into Epcot because we have yet to ride Frozen Ever After as well.
And there's a funny story behind why we're going to Le Cellier.
Oh yeah, we made a show
for the Edinburgh Fringe, which featured Lindsay's character at the end asking my character out, and the date location of choice was to a little French restaurant by the station, and you named it Le Cellier.
I did. And then your character ghosted mine, essentially.
I know, what a b- So I won't.
He had a good reason to.
I'm not planning to ghost you this evening.
Although I might call you George all evening, because okay. That was the character.
Well, if that makes you happy, you can call me whatever you like, my dear.